Yeah, they've been living there for 6 years. Her husband's an international lawyer, and he they're putting a gas pipeline or something in Egypt, and he's the law firm that represents the goings-on, I guess.
And how long have they been there?
6 years.
Okay. Do they have any kids over there as well?
Yeah, that's the thing. Little boy who's 3. They also have another child who's 10 months old.
Had you been in contact with your sister through this whole ordeal?
Thankfully, Angela and Tim have a landline, so that enabled us to keep in touch with them. We kind of did relays on the phone and then filled all of us else, you know, scattered about the globe, kept everybody up to date on what was going on.
And are you saying a landline in Cairo?
In Cairo, yeah. Well, and kind of disturbing talking to them too, because you'd hear gunshots and stuff like that in the background and stuff like that. You know, it's really hard to be so far away. It's like we're, especially being family, it's, you know, it's like you're connected by umbilical cords kind of thing, and it's very kind of distressing when all that stuff's going on. But and, you know,
were you able to do anything on your end?
I just offered, you know, we'd all, you know, be doing conference phone and stuff with, there's a girlfriend of hers that lives in the Okanagan in Canada, who's just been brilliant, and another girl in London. So, you know, we'd be offering each other different bits of advice and stuff like that on, you know, what they need to do and things, and just sort of getting that over to Angela and Tim. I felt badly for Angela and Tim at times because I think their phone just never stopped ringing, or the airport was a nightmare because there was no internet service. Tickets were purchased. One set of tickets were purchased from Tim's employer that is based in London for them to go to Bahrain from Cairo. So they get to the airport, and because they're paperless, there's no internet. They couldn't get in the airport. You needed something in your hand showing the flight and stuff. So they couldn't get on that flight, and they had to get back to their apartment before curfew. You know, it's all just a mess.
And when was the last time you heard from them?
Heard from Angela just before I went to bed last night, time zones and stuff. I think they're 10 hours ahead, and I think I called Angela about 9:30 p.m. our time last night, Pacific Standard Time. And they told me that they would be heading to the airport, I think, at about 9 in the morning Cairo time for their flight that was 1 p.m. I have to add, it's very hard for my sister to leave the country because the kindness has been overwhelming. You know, people with nothing, Egyptians with absolutely nothing, no money, offering my sister and Tim, thinking that they had no money because they were so upset at the airport, they're offering them money and tissues for my sister crying and stuff like that. I mean, It's hard. They've got a nanny, a driver, and it's so hard for my sister to leave them, you know. And they were protecting them at their building. They were forming like a human chain around the building so that people couldn't loot it, you know. Such bravery. And my sister just wants to get the word out that this, you know, there's a lot of negativity towards the Muslim people. And she said, you know, there's nothing but kindness and bravery and loyalty, you know.
Finally, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask one more time about being on the phone with her. I mean, can you describe it a little bit more in detail, what you were hearing in the background when you actually would talk to her on her landline in Cairo?
Well, you'd hear people, they're on the fourth floor up, but you'd hear people kind of screaming and shouting in the background, gunshots, like bangs and things like that, you know? And my sister would be breaking into tears every few minutes. And at one point, night before last, they were so scared for their lives that they started stuffing money in their socks and got the prams ready and were ready to run for their lives, not knowing where to go, you know. And being on the phone with them around that time is pretty hard because you can't do anything, you know. Anyway, the people, the building owner and security guard and their family, even their kids were out there. The family of the security guard and the building owner and stuff were out there protecting the building. It's pretty beautiful.